Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. And it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say it's dead in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your wisdom and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated and you're thinking I'm jumping it, forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. Than the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming throughout actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna rise. Because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Yes, indeed, indeed. All right, guys, royalty. Royalty, royalty, royalty for everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. It's an oracle. Some of me keep them boys, right? So, today, I originally titled this podcast, Energy Vampires Take 44, right? Because 44, divine protection, and, you know, everything that we everything that we grow through, you know what I mean? And I want to say that maybe that has purpose as well. You know, we tend to think that, you know, bad things are at us or bad things are happening to us. But what if, and what if is the doorway to a shift in perspective? You know what I mean? And in my journey, one thing I have learned is that a shift in your perspective is definitely key, you know, to manifesting or to attracting, rather, a reality. You know what I mean? It works. It really, really does, right? So I stumbled up, you know, into title this podcast, Back to the Basics, Energy Vampires. And I spelled it energy, you know what I mean, because that's very important. Now, energy vampires, when I first thought of energy vampires, it was kind of like thinking something external. But I had a heavy, something was just really heavy on me today. It's like, you know what? What part of us, you know what I mean, that attracts ourselves to, quote, energy vampire? You know what I mean? So not only this podcast, as I'm going to illustrate it on a few different levels here, you guys. So it's going to be internal, it's going to be external, but it's going to definitely paint a picture, right? As many of you know who's no stranger to ear, Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom, you know what I mean? Where we're learning together, growing together, and I like to pull, you know, from different researches that I've researched, you know, people that I admire. And I do want to let you guys know that every video credit is going to be in the show notes. Ralph Smart, you guys, Infinite Waters on YouTube. I didn't include him, but, you know, I use him a lot. Him and Remedy H on YouTube. I did include Remedy H. But someone that Touched by Baru, I believe her name is. But she's someone that I have not used on ear, but I'm going to use her because I love her energy. And hers is going to be under the main clip, okay? So please be sure to go to this channel, guys. I'm going to be getting into her kind of mid-show. But it's going to paint a picture on how to spot an energy vampire, what an energy vampire is, how have you, you know, interacted with energy vampires in your personal life, you know, those type of people or that type of energy, if you will, that you feel drained, or most importantly, the type of energy that we create that is self-destructive for our very own selves. Now, mind you, a lot of it can be influenced, you know what I'm saying? So this is why your spiritual work is very important, and this is why I had to entitle it Back to the Basics, because you are yourself one big classroom, right? So, all right, guys, let's go ahead and get into the base on how to spot an energy vampire, and I believe this one is from Ralph Smart. And always know, guys, we are a part of something way bigger. It's bigger than us, you know what I mean? Energy vampires. Take 44, right?
Deep divers, have you ever been around someone who just makes you feel tired, exasperated, exhausted? You leave a conversation with them, and you're like, hey, 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 where did my energy go? Yeah, you were just in the presence of an energy vampire. And I'm awfully sorry, they don't give refunds. Peace, Infinite Waters. Diving deep once again, beautiful deep divers. We are here in the amazing art gallery. Another beautiful day. I'm sending you tons of good energy. Take that, take that, take that. We're just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. How to spot an energy vampire. Deep divers, we got a whole lot to talk about. Do you know someone who is an energy vampire? And you're like, Ralph, what am I going to do about it? Is someone stealing all of your energy right now? And you feel totally helpless? Well, after this video, you are going to feel so empowered. Because we are going to go through all the ways to deal with an energy vampire. So when you see an energy vampire, you're going to be like, no, energy vampire, not today. Ain't nobody got time for that, especially when we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So wonderful, deep divers. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey deal with energy vampires. Now, what is an energy vampire? What is an energy vampire? An energy vampire is a being, another human who steals the energy of other humans. And we all know one of those people. It could even be us, okay? The cat down the road can be an energy vampire at times, but it's learned to snap out of that, okay? So, do you know someone right now, deep divers, who is in your life, and whenever you are around them, you feel tired? Just even the thought of them makes you feel tired. Yes, you are dealing with an energy vampire. So along my journey, I started to spot energy vampires, key things that energy vampires do. An energy vampire lives off the energy of other people. And they do this by stealing your time. Your time is the most valuable asset you have. It's what I call drunk talk. Ever been around someone, deep divers, who's always just talking your ear off and you can't get a word in? They're like, so this happened here and that happened there and this happened here and that happened there, and 2 hours later and they're still talking and you haven't spoken, you haven't said anything, and afterwards you're like, Ralph, I feel so tired right now. Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh, hold on.
Deep divers, have you ever been around someone who just makes you feel tired, exasperated, exhausted? You leave a conversation with them and you're like, hey, where did my energy go? Yeah, you were just in the presence of an energy vampire. And I'm awfully sorry, they don't give refunds.
All right, guys. So I had to pause it right there because I kind of fucked up a little bit. But we all have that one friend, or we all may have that one family member, you know, or something like that, or people that we have encountered in our lives to where, you know, it's like they're taking your energy. They're taking your energy, or like you feel depleted after you speak with them. You know, it's kind of like, I like to coin it as an all about me energy, but all about me energy that's imbalanced. Now, many may go back and forth about that, but, you know, sometimes it can feel as to, or it can appear to be as to someone that's literally taking your energy. And being that we do not understand, or even understand rather, to damn sure not overstand how energy works. This is the premise of this podcast, to understand how energy works and how an opposed energy could literally, sometimes intentional, sometimes unintentional, you know, siphon your energy. So be careful with that. But I'm going to play another one. All right? So maybe, yeah. So that was the bass. But let's go ahead. And this is still Ralph, guys.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature, baby. We've got the birds up there. Gorgeous day today. 10 secret ways to crush an energy vampire. We're about to dive real deep, deep divers. Let's just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. So I got a question that came in from someone asking how to deal with energy vampires. This person keeps bumping into energy vampires and they don't know what to do right now. It's gotten beyond the joke right now. So an energy vampire is someone who drains your energy, sometimes without you even knowing. So an energy vampire would be like this. They're here, they would creep up on you like this, and you would be like here, just minding your own business as you do. And all of a sudden, you'll be like, where did my energy just go? And they'll be like, here,
I took it.
And you'll be like, here, where did my energy just go? And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. Deal with energy vampires. Sometimes we're around people and they drain our energy. So how do I protect myself? The first secret way to crush an energy vampire is to blind them with your light. That's it. It's that simple. Blind them with your light. So do you remember Count Dracula? Vampires only come out at night. They can't handle sunlight. They don't come out during the day. So blind them with your light. Slow motion this side. Now that's a metaphor. Sometimes we are around friends, even family, and we tell them our dreams and they just laugh. That's never going to happen. That is a subtle form of energy vampirism, because now it's like you feel a bit drained after being around them, right? Shine even brighter. I'm here to tell you, that's what you got to do. Blind energy vampires with your light. Forget about the people who don't believe in your dream. Focus on the people who actually do. And shine even brighter until they're like, oh my gosh, and have no choice but to duck down. Too much light, baby. Too much light. They are now nowhere to be seen. Did you see one? No. What is the second secret way to crush an energy vampire? Now, let's be honest. We all have been energy vampires sometimes without even knowing. Do you talk a lot sometimes when you're around people but forget to listen? You just mouthing off and they're just listening what you have to say. They can't even get a word in. Yes, what I've realized along my journey is that sometimes that is what energy vampires do. They cramp your style. They invade your space. Sometimes they just talk and talk and talk, and they never allow you to talk because you don't matter. So when we're finished talking with them, we're like, where did my energy just go? But that was their plan all along, right? So learn to say no when you want to say no, and learn to say yes when you want to say yes, and learn to say bye when you want to leave that conversation. And talk when you really want to talk. When you create healthy, energetic boundaries, now you start protecting yourself against energy vampires. Because now you realize this secret, that energy vampires can only live off the energy you give them. But more so, energy vampires can only live off the attention that you give them. Slow motion this side. So if there is someone in your life who, whenever they come around you, you just feel awfully tired and drained and exasperated, well, you've got to ask yourself, maybe, what am I doing here, first of all? And then say to yourself, why don't I limit my time with them? I don't have to be around them 24/7 if I feel my energy is getting drained. So when you begin to limit your time around certain people who you feel are draining your energy, Then, energy vampires are nowhere to be seen because now you are now surrounding yourself with people who raise you higher, who you feel elevated around. You get more energy from them and they get more energy from you. It's a mutual exchange of harmonious energy, baby. What is the third secret way to crush an energy vampire? 7-day vegan challenge. Shout out to everybody on Snapchat who has been sending me what they are eating, getting inspired by the 7-day vegan challenge. Got some mangoes, papaya, avocados, right? I shared a strawberry banana smoothie and you also shared one. Great. Now, energy vampires don't only appear in the form of people. Oh no, they also appear in the form of foods. Have you ever eaten something and just felt immediately drained? You're like, oh my gosh, where did my energy just go? Right? That's a form of subtle energy vampirism. Sometimes we are eating refined white sugar, table salt, all of these foods which are known to cause cancer. They're not doing anything for us. And in fact, they are robbing our healthy cells of the energy. So that is a form of energy vampirism. Slow motion this side. Now, I've been a vegan for over 13 years, and I've realized that eating a plant-based diet, when you are eating foods with live enzymes, you now get so much back from the foods. You don't feel your energy being zapped out of you. Instead, you feel more energy coming back to you. So you feel so charged up. So it even starts with the kinds of foods we are eating. You are what you eat. Once you are eating right, once you are eating to live, energy vampires, nowhere in sight. What is the fourth amazing way to crush an energy vampire? Realize this, that it is all a choice. Nobody is forcing you to hang around with anybody you don't want to be around. You are consciously choosing to say, actually, I'm going to surround myself with this person. Sometimes, I get it, we don't know they are going to drain our energy down the line, but sometimes we actually do. Because even I, along my early journey, I would hang around certain people and know that they didn't really give me anything. They would actually make me really tired. But I chose to be around them. We become like the people we become like the people we surround ourselves with most often. So sometimes you got to realize you got to take responsibility, which means responding to your ability. Slow motion this side. The more responsibility you take, you'll realize actually it's not the energy vampire's problem. I have a part to play in this because I am choosing to invest my energy in that person and be around them. I don't have to do that. So you have power. You aren't entirely the victim here. What is the fifth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop people pleasing. Are you someone who loves to people please? Energy vampires feed off you people pleasing them, right? Kissing their butt. Sometimes you might be at work and you're people pleasing, right? Sometimes that's how energy vampires work. They know you are a people pleaser and they get you to people please even more. So stop people pleasing. Start being authentic. Start getting that clarity to know what you want in life and realize that, look, Just because you don't want to do something, it doesn't make you a bad person. We have to take responsibility to say, actually, sometimes we just want to be loved. We just want to be accepted. So we people please, hoping that we can fit in, not realizing the other person may be an energy vampire. So to take back our power, it's not about getting everybody to like you. It's about how you see yourself, but more so asking yourself, am I staying true to myself in this present moment? That is the only thing that matters. And then energy vampires will no longer bother you. Like, where do they go? Nowhere to be seen. What is the sixth way, secret way, to crush an energy vampire? Be proud of who you are. And it's hard sometimes because in our society, we are made to feel so bad about everything, right? No, because it's time to start taking responsibility to realize actually you are good enough. And the more proud you are of yourself, people can't belittle you. They can't put you down. Because many times, energy vampires work by tearing you down to lift themselves up. So the more you realize that and watch out for that, the more you start honoring yourself, you're proud of yourself, you got the confidence right now, energy vampires can no longer affect you. In fact, when they see you, they start running. Woo! Nowhere to be seen. What is the seventh secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop feeding into them. Many times we are around people and we feed into them. We feed into them through our thoughts. We pay them all our attention. We sometimes feed into the fear. We're around certain people and we feed into them by giving them our energy. Once again, we are choosing to give them our energy. Now, I've realized this, that once you take away the food from an energy vampire, once you take away the food from an energy vampire, once it can't eat, it's got to starve, right? So you want to take away the food. Stop feeding into certain people. What is the eighth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Don't endlessly argue with them. Sometimes, like, can we just chill out? We can just chill out. We can just do that, right? Okay. Because energy vampires sometimes like to press your buttons. They like to get on your nerves because they want you to argue with them. Through arguing with them, you are now once again feeding them. That's how they get full. That's how they get your energy. So when you stop arguing with them, there is no food for them, and now they have to starve. Slow motion this side. So that's really what I love to do along my journey, is to realize that I'm not just going to argue with people for the sake of arguing with them. I'm all about elevation. And sometimes, yes, you got to express yourself, but also you got to learn how to keep those boundaries to say, if I'm arguing with someone, it means I'm going to be on the same frequency as them. To rise above it, you got to start changing your vibrational frequency, right? What is the ninth secret way to crush an energy vampire? Stop gossiping. And I had to learn this along my early journey, that that's what energy vampires love. Sometimes someone might tell you something and you go and tell someone else. Gossip and drama, right? And now it's like a soap opera, right? Because once again, this is energy which is very low vibrational. And this is what energy vampires love. he say, she say, right? So I eliminated all gossip and drama out of my life many, 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 many years ago. So I'm living a more stress-free life. And once you do that, you realize, once again, there is no food for these energy vampires. Because energy vampires love gossip, they love drama, they love commotion. And once you're not about that, well, they are nowhere to be seen. And what is the 10th secret way to crush an energy vampire? Pay them no attention. So we say paying attention because we don't even realize when you are paying someone attention, you are actually making a mental transaction to them. Slow motion this side. So stop paying people attention that you're not really interested in. You don't really care for them too much. They don't really care for you too much. They don't have your best interest at hand. Don't pay them any attention, and they will no longer affect you. Pay people attention who inspire you, who have helped you along your journey. Those are the people who deserve your attention. Those are the people who are worthy for your attention, not people who drain your energy. And the moment I learned this secret, stop paying attention to people who really don't even deserve my energy, life became a whole lot better. And there were no more energy vampires in sight. And then I just said, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And there you have it. We are out here. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. Infinite waters. Diving deep. Once again, stay well. Stay healthy. Peace.
to y'all. This is why this podcast is called Enhancing Your Awareness. You know what I mean? Enhancing your awareness and also promoting you to do your own research, you guys. So that was, I wanted to kick it off with that. You know, that's rough smart, how to spot an energy vampire and also crush, right? So how to spot and how to crush, okay? So, again, Infinite Waters on YouTube, I suggest you guys go and subscribe to his channel. He has tons of videos. He was definitely one of my go-tos for the classroom of Back to the Basics, right? And that's just, you know, the simple stuff, you know what I mean? So enhancing your awareness as far as to what an energy vampire is going to be most important. Now, that's on one level, okay? Brother Wisdom talks on a cosmic level. So let's see what Brother Wisdom, and then also this is current events, about currently what's going on. And then there's a main clip that I'm going to use, and that's about an hour as far as, like, in your intimate everyday lives, you know, your friend circles, your family circles, your spouse circles, you know, stuff like that. And again, this is just enhancing your awareness with different perspectives, right? Back to the basics, energy vampires. So let's see what Brother Wisdom has to say. Again, he speaks on a cosmic level. Go subscribe. His link is going to be in the show notes as well.
Brothers, sisters, bless your energy. Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? You know, that last message we did, power of thought is something that we must embrace, seeing that we see that our minds as the original beings, and I'll never say black people, I'll never say African Americans, I'll never say black Americans, we as the original beings, and we as the primordial deity. Now that we see that, we are the subject of attacks. We must know that we have to think on a higher scale dealing with this enemy. We have an enemy who has studied us. It's like, you know, we said on the last message, you know, the CIA has studied us. They have documentation of everything dealing with us. You must remember, like you said, when their alien counterparts came here, they had recordings. They had illustrators. They had narrators. You know, going into my past life memory, I remember these. I remember these going through my past life memories. And we were trying to figure out why. You know, they had plans. They had plans, and they were relentless in the fight against us. And that's why we must be relentless in the fight against them. The whole point of the fight against them, we must learn how to vibrate on a higher frequency. That's the whole key point. Vibrating on a higher frequency. Vibrating on what we say, a higher octave. When you talk about octave, you're talking about that 8-point frequency. We must learn how to vibrate on a higher frequency. You know your thoughts. You know, your thoughts are literally frequencies, very powerful frequencies, like we said before, and in the message before. Your thoughts are very powerful frequencies that carry out all types of energies. Therefore, what you think, therefore, you begin to manifest that what you think. You begin to pull different levels of energies from the bosom of your soul through your thoughts. Your thoughts gravitate all types of energies. Now you must understand, you know, as you think on this higher level, you begin to open up gateways within you. These gateways are very powerful gateways. You're talking about opening up the gates of heaven and opening up the gates of hell. This is all within you. The powers that you have through thought. frequencies that you exhilarate. I was telling the brother about the brother who I had met at Myers, who at Myers grocery store, who said he was in, you know, he was incarcerated. The story I told you guys about the guy who said he was banned from Mystic prison system. And I remember he was telling me that his meditation had become so great, you know, and that this because he was thinking on a higher scale. He said that dark room that he was in, where they had him in solitary confinement, his thoughts, the energy of his thoughts literally caused that entire room to illuminate. And you see what you got to understand, he didn't have any distractions around him. You know, he was in solitary confinement for 2 months. And he, that 2 month period, in a state of solidarity, in a state of meditation, he only ate fruits and vegetables and drank water. He didn't eat none of that slop they gave. He requested fruits and vegetables and water. And he said the power became so great that one day the room illuminated and the guards came and asked him that he have a light on it. He told him that was just his body illuminating. So you got to understand, when you're dealing with your thoughts and you're going on a higher scale of thinking, those frequencies, these are frequencies that are flowing in and out and around you, all right? Extremely powerful frequencies that's coming straight from your mind. You got to understand, your mind is the most powerful organ on your body. Your mind is the most powerful organ on your body. Your mind makes the difference between happiness and sadness. It makes the difference between to be the most powerful and to be the least powerful. Your mind. So when the frequencies, when you're thinking on a higher frequency, what happens? Your body begins to vibrate, because you got to understand that we are fully metal beings. Your body begins to vibrate because of these higher frequencies, right? And because we're metallic beings. I see these thoughts here, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're in a cold area or a hot area, your thoughts will cause your body to vibrate, and those vibrations will cause you to heat up. And therefore, you heating up, you will begin to understand the whole point of vibrating on a higher scale because of the thoughts that you have. You're thinking on, what can I build, what can I create? How can I become more powerful within myself? And you've gotten the messages on doing that, using the sigils. Sigils are extremely powerful. They help you to vibrate on a much higher level. All right? Using the sigils. We talk about the transmutation circle. Going inside the transmutation circle, working on a thing called biokinesis, where you're changing the image of your body. You're thinking on a higher scale. You says, you know, I want wings. By you saying you want wings, that means you're thinking that, hey, I need to be in a more angelic state of being and not just this regular being. Which means that, you know, you're going to a higher level. Doing these chants. And you're thinking on these chants, and you're thinking about how these chants would change things, change energies around you. You begin to vibrate because these are higher frequencies. These thoughts are higher frequencies. You begin to vibrate. You begin to vibrate on a higher level. Therefore, your vibrations will take you into a whole nother understand this, brothers and sisters. It is up to you. You are your source of vibration. Your thoughts are your source of power. Thinking on a level of power and energy, bringing forth that fire within you. Therefore, just like that brother, he was so enlightened. And just to quickly go over it, he was in the Michigan prison system. He was supposed to do close to 20 years for several armed robberies. He tapped into Islam. It didn't do it for him. He tapped into Christianity and it didn't do it for him. So he starts looking at knowledge of self. It did it for him. He began teaching other brothers and brothers in the prison system. And the warden says, you're disrupting the penal system, because the brothers stopped fighting each other. They stopped killing each other. And then what happened? The brother continued to do it. They took away his books, put him in solitary confinement. In solitary confinement, he was able to meditate. He started gaining all types of information in a two-month period. When he came out of solitary confinement, he had more knowledge from meditation than what he had with the books. But in that room, he began to illuminate. That is that fire within you. That's that shit you see on Dragon Ball Z. The brother said he began to illuminate. And the room, he could see that whole room. And the guards said, did you have a light in here? Because they saw the light. Your thoughts can become so powerful that it will cause you to illuminate, but you have to overlook the distractions. Just like you say, you have to overlook the distractions. What do you think our enemies are doing? They're putting distractions in front of our face. Just like we said, we talked about Donald Trump and Bill Gates and all that shit. Fuck them. Focus on yourself. You know what these motherfuckers are doing, and they're doing the same thing they've been doing for the past 15 years. The key point, focus on yourself. What can I build? What can I create? How can I make this more powerful? How can I make this cause this to open up a gateway? How can I cause this to change the energy in the area of my neighborhood, that brothers and sisters can awaken on a higher level? See, these are higher thoughts. These higher thoughts create higher frequencies, and these higher frequencies create higher vibrations, and these vibrations in you are what opens up the gateways of heaven and the gateways of hell within you. The gateways of heaven within you are those gateways that bring forth the healing energy for our people and for our land. But the gateways of hell is that power that just brings forth out of you to destroy your enemy. Just like we said, they target our bodies, they target our minds, because they know who we are. They know our potential. They do not want us to return to that state of power from which they saw us when they first invaded, because when we attacked them, we were attacking them on a grand scale, wiping out whole armies. Brothers and sisters, you have got to think on a higher level. That's why we talk about the higher octave. The power of thought is extremely important. Advanced thinking, critical thinking, focusing on that which mankind forbade you to do it, like he's some god. Question everything. Don't trust nothing in this system. Trust only those who awaken around you, and trust yourself. That's the whole key point, brothers and sisters. So you carrying your thoughts into a whole nother level. This is when you're talking about that kundalini energy going from the root chakra all the way up to the crown chakra, the crown chakra to the soul star chakra, the soul star chakra to the planetary chakra, from the planetary chakra to the universal chakra, and then the universal star chakra. I mean, you going on and on to the galactic chakra. You going on and on and on. And you keep going, and you keep going, you keep going, because your thoughts take you into a higher realm within yourself. Remember, you have realms within yourself, just like our planet has realms. And our planet has realms, just like our galaxy has realms. And our galaxy has realms, just like our universe has realms. And our universe has realms, just like the cosmos has realms. Something to think about. Something to think about here. So the key in this is to take your thoughts to a much higher level. And the higher that you think, the greater the frequency that is emanated off of you. And everyone will see your light. Everyone will see your light. It'll be the light shining in the dark. Even the darkness of day, the light will shine. And that energy, and you're thinking on a higher level, and nothing is bothering you, because you got to understand, when you're in a state of solidarity, nothing bothers you. But when an enemy comes, well, that's your key point. But when you begin building and creating and designing on a higher octave, you begin to find the force of energy around you, and that powerful energy that will reverberate throughout your entire body, your soul, your spirit, everything around you, and you will literally be carbon footprints everywhere, and the whole world would know who you are. All right, brothers and sisters, I pass this on to you. I pass this on to you, brothers and sisters. All right? Vibrate on a higher level. How do you vibrate on a higher level? By thinking on a higher level, because that thinking opens the gateways for higher frequencies. The higher your frequencies are, the higher your vibrations, the more powerful you become. And you don't only just become more powerful within yourself. You become more powerful within nature. You become more powerful within the galaxy. You will literally be a beacon of power, a beacon of energy, a force that no one could ever reckon with. Your thoughts. Your higher thoughts, advanced thoughts, critical thinking, focusing on that which will build. And the more you build, the system will be destroyed. You see how we're working now. Our thoughts are raising. Our thoughts are becoming more powerful. The system is falling. Let's get busy, brothers and sisters. We're going to go deeper into this. Yes, we're going to go deeper. All right, brothers and sisters. All right, that's about it. Passes on to you, brothers and sisters. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial and jelly beans. Make chaos ring people ever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change. Change is good. Higher thoughts is chaos. Change is good. Much power to you all.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. Vibrate, you know that song Andre 2000, Vibrate Higher. All right, so amazing, love Brother Wisdom. I'm gonna close out with him as well, but be sure to go subscribe to his channel, guys. His link is in the show notes. The power up he did yesterday, but it was definitely a good one. I'm not gonna include it in this podcast, but it was definitely a great one. So, all right, I'm going to go into our next clip. All right. Let's see. All right, now this is A Touch of Badu. So A-T-O-U-C-H-O-V-B-A-D-U, A Touch of Badu. And she's on YouTube as well as TikTok. So please be sure to subscribe. Her link is in the show notes. Go follow her. Go subscribe. But she definitely wants to kind of put you on the game. You know what I mean? There's a message that I heard that I have been hearing. And it's one that we know. You know, it's always about the message. It's never about the messenger, but always about the message. So, you know, however you resonated, I resonated with her. You know what I mean? Because I love it when people speak on deep topics that nobody else is talking about. You know what I mean? So if she can feel my energy, which I know she do, gratitude to you. So, yeah, let's go ahead and see what she's talking about.
You feel like they are truly who?
All right, here we go.
Nobody told you as of yet today, I love you. If nobody told you as of yet today, I am proud of you. You're going to continue to achieve anything you set your mind to, all right? Also, I do want to give you a brief disclaimer. I only want you to take what resonates, and I want you to leave the rest behind, all right? I don't want you trying to force certain scenarios on you. If it doesn't apply to you, you will get your confirmation through other people. You understand? Also, you already know my voice too raspy to be whispering, all right? So I'm loud. I'm only going to get louder. So this probably won't decide that you probably want to hit that volume, all right? Also, excuse me, because it's mad cold out here in Wendy, so you might hear me sniffling, face all red, eyes watering. Work with me, all right? So look, right, I received a download, and the first part of the download that kept repeating was, you know, when you was younger and you heard the expression, the first will be last and the last will be first. See, a lot of us took that. And we took it into different, you understand, certain perspectives. We applied it in certain ways. A lot of the times when we was upset, we would rub that karma other people's face. But let's talk about it, right? I want you to realize that there's two lessons, two sides of this lesson, all right? The first side, God wanted to see how individuals who felt like they had everything, how they was going to act. As well as God wanted to see those individuals that felt like they didn't have anything, how they was going to carry certain things. You understand me? So I want you to realize that in life, there's certain paths. There's certain people that you cross paths, but you understand that have a certain purpose. And at times you may have a false idea on what position they're supposed to play. Some individuals you try to hold on to when they're not meant to stay. Certain things you may not really be clear on, but as time progresses, God provides that clarity for you. So let's talk. You may have grown up and you didn't have certain things. You may have had different up and downs, certain things that, again, try to take you out, and God wanted to see how you was going to handle it. See, what you got to remember is before you came back, God already gave you the go-ahead. God already gave you the heads up on what was going to take place. See, chosen ones, you have to remember that you volunteered your services. You already made it to where God had in store for you. So now you volunteered your services to come back and see other people to it. So therefore, again, what you go through helps other people grow through those experiences too. But let's talk about it. So in life, you may have been raised by certain parents that were karmic, certain individuals, again, that try to project certain energy on you, that came in the phrase or the ways of family, friends, partner, certain positions too. See, God wanted to see if those individuals, how they was going to carry you. See, these individuals are people who certain ways out, they was praying for certain come up too. They was praying for certain love, and then God had them cross paths with you. See, everything that they was looking for was right in front of their face. But God wanted to see what they was going to do. See, their dreams was coming into reality based upon the fact that you were speaking in tune. See, you had to realize, chosen ones, that, again, you are God's personal pop-up generators in a sense. Anybody who is lost or in the darkness, they can connect to you, and you provide that light, so therefore giving them a clearer view. See, you will have to realize, chosen one, that the position that you play is very important. See, you again represent God. You, God put a little piece of him within you, so therefore you have the ability to do almost everything that God has the ability to do, but you also know that God has ownership over all, including you. You understand me? So again, what that means is God's going to place you in certain positions where you can help other people. You're a healer. So you could be healing individuals through your music. You can be healing individuals through your words. your love, your encouragement, whatever your purpose aligns with, and you are chosen one, you are chosen to use that skill or trade in order to help other individuals. You are here to pave a certain way. You understand me? So I want you to understand, well, with that being said, God already told you what you was going to go through before you came here. See, I want you to realize that certain individuals try to block your vision. They try to keep certain things from being real clear. See, you already have a divine family. You already have a mother who loves you, a father who respects you and protects you. You already in line and climb with your true divine partner. You already have spiritual children that either have made it through or on their way to making it through you. So I want you to realize something. These individuals that you was connected to, not everybody was your people. See, family's not always who you come from, but it's also who you led to. You think that based upon the fact that they had the same blood as you, that they carry the same lineage as you, and that's just not true. You understand me? See, I want you to realize something. You, again, why you felt like you was the black sheep of the family, why you felt like you didn't fit in, is because you were the individual that was different from them here to help steer them. See, when they crossed paths with you, they didn't realize that they was given a second opportunity. They was given another way out of that cycle that they was connected to. Certain prayers was coming through, but it was coming through you. And a lot of individuals weren't able to see that. And if they did, other people try to steer them and convince them not to believe that. So therefore, a lot of these individuals, when they seen you, they see you as their way out of that toxic cycle. They seen you as a way to sacrifice for that cycle. You understand? So again, certain individuals that God presented you, they was with certain spouses or friends that truly wasn't true, people who was trying to stop them, sabotage certain things that they was trying to do. God had him cross paths with you. He was a different wave, a different frequency. You seen certain things. See, you was able to let them know that those people that they thought was friends was really foes, but a lot of them didn't want to hear it at the time. A lot of these individuals, again, was persuaded by karmic partners to walk away from divine. See, they had people that told them to give up their morals for monetary gain, individuals that connected and end up getting STDs, those sexually transmitted demons, because people persuaded them that way. See, they dibbled and dabbled certain dark things in front of them, and that was the ultimate test. See, God wanted to see when everything that you wanted got presented to you, was you going to choose what was truly best. See, the devil would try to disguise themselves as certain things, try to divide, try to make you decide and choose them over divine. See, make you feel like they are truly who you're supposed to be with, when really those individuals are just trying to be a reflection of you, to imitate the person that who's true before you. See, you will have to realize something. Before you get in the face of something real, you're going to have to get in the face of something false first. So you're going to come across a false friend. You're going to come across a false partner. You're going to come across certain false individuals who's truly not here for you. So therefore, when God presents the right thing for you, you don't make it the wrong decision. You understand? So you have to realize, again, everything that glitters is not always gold, but you're able to tell what's truly for you because you can see through to people's souls. So therefore, as long as you being authentically you, trusting your intuition, listening to what God tells you about these people, see, God saves you several times. I want you to realize, because you chosen, you have certain gifts that other people don't got. See, God shows you certain things that they intended for you. He sits there and blows the cover to certain plots. See, that is when your intuition comes in play and you start to feel things before you see it come your way. See, God tries to tell you because you're not supposed to go through what those people intend for you, because you here to give those people opportunity to choose right too. And if they choose wrong by you, then wrong's going to happen to those people too. See, they get a choice. Just like let's talk. I say the scenario a few times, so we're going to run it back, right? Now, listen. Think of when you had certain chores or homework to do. how certain parental figures used to tell you it. Oh, now you got to do this first before you can go play. You got to eat your dinner first before you can eat dessert. So on and so forth, right? See, God told you, listen, I'll give you all the gold that you need. I'll give you endless amount of love and reciprocate that energy. Excuse me, listen, y'all got to understand how that moon's around. I got my words slurred, all right? So I want you to realize something. God sat there and said, listen, be patient with this process. I want you to be patient with what I got for you. See, he gave you a quick glimpse of the things that was hidden towards you. He told you that if you pursue this path, that certain things will be waiting for you. But, again, you had to be patient. You had certain things to clean up. See, you had to go back to your childhood and disconnect from those cycles. You had to disconnect from those things that people had connected to you that wasn't intended for you, but just based upon the fact that they was in your energy, certain things was happening to you. See, God told you if you went ahead and did that inner work, walked away from these people who truly didn't deserve you, God sat there and told you, listen, you do the work, you go back and heal, you sit out these parties, you turn down that deal, you sit there and isolate in order to elevate, and I promise you that I got everything that you need. So then what happened? You paid attention. You took heed. See, you was patient with your process. You start building stone by stone. See, everybody else watched you from afar. They seen you and thought that you was alone the whole time. You had your ancestors lifting certain things up for you, bringing certain things and materials towards you. See, they see it, but that wasn't for them to see. I want you to realize that certain individuals seen you out in the cold and thought that you truly was defeated the whole time. You was in the middle of certain storms, but you kept building up your foundation. Soon as something slipped away, you put something back in replace. You stopped paying attention. See, you learned from certain lessons that was happening to you. You no longer was repeating that. See, you started to realize that within you had all the tools, so therefore there was nothing that you truly lacked. See, the only thing that you had to do was believe what God told you was going to be presented to you, but you had to move forward. See, had you stayed in that stagnant energy, had you stayed stuck in that quicksand that they prepared for you, you wouldn't have seen all these things that God had intended for you. See, you was buried. They had you buried beneath them. You started to see certain things build up. Whole time it was because they was building off of your back, see? You got to realize how energy works. You speaking all this love, light, and abundance into them, that's what they see. But when you see it happening for them, you start talking about you and thinking about you. Negative individuals start building off your energy. You start saying it's going to happen for them instead of claiming it for you. You start pushing them towards certain things that you truly was divine to do. So you start allowing these people to finesse you out your blessing. But you started to catch on. See, you started to realize again they was only building based upon what they was building on, which was your back. You stood up and they shit started to fall and they started to see where they truly lacked. See, they didn't have that light like you. You out here had them on stage, front and center, all the lights is on them. Whole time, they not illuminated. It's you shining your light on them. See, they seem like they was bright based upon the fact that you was over them shining it on them. That's equivalent to you sitting there saying certain things is happening for them and not you. You need to put yourself back on that pedestal and remind yourself. See, you're going to have to realize something. I say this all the time. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred or transformed, which means if you're not being authentically you, if you're not doing those things that God told you to do, which means you pursuing this path that you're passionate about. You aligning your purpose no matter who's sitting there trying to tell you that they support you. As long as you moving forward what God told you to do, you're going to see certain doors open for you. See, you're going to have to realize that it was a setup. If you're not being you, that means that gives somebody else to claim certain abundance that God has for you because they're going to try to imitate you and make it seem like you're the duplicate when you're the authentic one. Those are the individuals who are fake. They the facade. See, that's why when you have certain choices, two pops up typically at the same time. See, God wants to see you're going to choose what's shining over something that's better than you? Are you going to choose a limit because it's shining when under that hood that shit is not right? See, you're going to get a choice, and God wants to see you're going to choose what's right. Are you going to continue to walk in the light, or you going to continue to be that seed? You was too busy being the light that you didn't realize that. See, you seen darkness all around you, and you thought that you was blending in the whole time. Now it's darkness around you because that light is within. See, you was shining and illuminating everything that they was doing. See, you was telling them certain goals that they had. You tried to influence them to do it, but these individuals, again, took your kindness and tried to kill you. These individuals didn't realize that, again, God hit you. They see Nardo, promise you. See, chosen ones, when you say, oh, somebody's in my energy, somebody's stealing from me, somebody is doing black magic on, well, are you claiming all of that? You giving them power. See, that's an illusion. See, you really gas them up to think that they really like that, that they really doing that. Whole time it's you influencing that, see, just like a mother or father, right? You know how you clap your hands and you, the kids clap their hands, you hurry up and turn the light off and act like it was them. See, the same thing you was doing for them, you was sitting there making them see like what they was doing to you was really working. You out here really allowing them to sit there and have you walk away from your dreams, goals, and admirations like you didn't deserve it. They had you walking away from love. They had you walking away from friends. They had you focused solely thinking that the only option was them. Whole time that was a facade that they were trying to put you in. That was some black magic. That was some illusions, confusions. See, they wanted you to think that they was the only person that was available to choose. Now, let's talk, right? See, you know how when you playing a certain game and you got to choose your partners, right? Like, all right, look, everybody line up and you choose your side, right? There's certain people who are like the coaches, right? That's equivalent to you, chosen ones. You the line leaders, right? So you the one who selects your crew. So these individuals try to put an illusion on you to make it seem like there was nobody else to select but them. Because if you continue to choose them, you will continue to pour into them. You will continue to speak them up. And that means you will energetically continue to boost them. So what did they do to make it seem like they was the only one for you? Whole time they doing them with different people and different crews but didn't include you. That was an illusion. They try to keep you stagnant so that they can keep coming back to you to plug themselves up to you to get a charge to take to other people. When you pull that plug, I'm trying to tell you, they darkness came on them and whoever they was connected to. Because if they was bright enough to light their own room, they wouldn't try to connect themselves to you, see? These individuals try to do binding spells. See, what they try to do is persuade you that they're the ones for you. Whole time, again, before you find your true divine person, you're going to see a fake duplicate. You're going to see somebody that the devil sent to try to dress up like them, see? That's like you Coca-Cola while they just that. You understand me, that cola, I want you to realize that they the generic version. That's what that means. So you Coca-Cola, you strong, while they cola, they diluted with a few things, ain't got that same flavor, that hit don't hit the same. See, Coke can be used in, Coca-Cola can be used in different things, see. Just like you, you talented in many areas. You can heal people. You can encourage them. You can turn this into that. See, you're not the same as them. See, you not diluted. You not stepped on in a sense. See, these individuals try to step on you to step up, and now they starting to see. Because when you stood up again, they started to realize that certain views didn't come from them. It was coming from you. Talk about the chosen ones again. The test in life is God wants to see how they're going to act when they have everything and how they're going to act when they feel like they don't have anything. See, a lot of chosen ones, we always say that the last will be first and the first will be last. Again, that's equivalent to God wants to see what you're going to do when you feel like you're in lack or when you feel like you have it all. See, these individuals allow the devil to gas them up. They get deals, see. They got the darkness involved. See, God used the darkness that they conjured up to prove a point to you. See, again, God sent them to cross paths with you to show them another way. But they stepped on you. They used you, abused you. They chose another way. Okay, that's cool. That was on them. But you chose you. See, you focused and chose to listen to what God told you to do. You pushed on in your path. No matter what they try to push in front of you, you kept moving. You understand me? Now, these individuals, they did deals with the devil for some things that they could have already had. See, the devil gassed them up to make them feel that there were certain things that they really was lacking. Whole time, everything that they needed was within them. They just had to be patient. See, when they did deals with the devil, God was like, all right, cool. Chosen ones, pay attention. This about to be a demonstration for you, see? When they did deals with the devil, thinking that they was going to sacrifice you, the devil just showed them what a quick glimpse of what they would have got had they stuck to their divine crew. See, the devil will give that to them a little faster, but I want you to realize that they're going to fall faster too. See, there's no longevity in doing magic to get the things that God already has for you. See, if it was in store for you, you'll be able to manifest that in your mind. That means, again, you being you, so therefore you in contact with the divine. You answer this, God provides you that, and you good. See, chosen ones, I want you to realize something. See, you already have everything that you need. Again, you already made it to what other people are trying to seek. See, you was here to illuminate that path of darkness for them so that they could see clear. See, I want you to realize, chosen ones, these individuals that did deals with the devil again, they got a quick glimpse of what success would have been like, how they truly went within, see? Now, they was out there celebrating, going on certain trips, buying certain gifts, thought that they was balling on you the whole time they was scamming to get it, but you stayed patient. Again, they was out here changing up locations, kept looking at you laughing because you was in the rain building. You were sliding, but still, you were still going. You understand me? Certain times that you had to wait for divine to align those pieces, you was patient. See? These individuals was watching you, laughing at you, not realizing that you was building up a solid foundation. See, God was providing you with all the pieces that you was earning. You healed from this, now you get that. You deserved it. See, everything that you getting, you don't got to give back like them. See, I want you to realize that it's something like a repossession. See, these individuals, right? See, your vehicle, that's like your car, but listen, right? See, they getting certain things repossessed as we speak. They was building on certain credit that wasn't intended for them. These individuals was deceiving. See, let's talk. These individuals, right, they was out here using your energy. You was pouring love and light into them. They was building with your frenemies. These individuals, again, every time they came to you, you build them up. Then they went to go pour into other people, left your cup on dry. See, these individuals was manipulating you through magic, deceit, certain lies. These individuals try to deter you from the divine because if they get you to walk in the dark with them, they don't get karma for crossing you. They don't get karma for all the chaos and deceit that they put you through. See, certain individuals you had connected to you thinking that, oh, they being truthful with me that they cheated. Oh, they being truthful with me that they still doing this. And that they being deceitful whole time, they have to tell you the truth in a sense, tell you what they doing to you. And if you choose to stay connected to them, that means they don't get karma for crossing you or what they put you through. See, they try to finesse you. Certain people don't get karma as long as you connected to them, as long as you keep saying, oh, well, they told me the truth. They told you the truth based upon what God whispered in his ear, what they was planning to do. See, they know that if you walk in your life, anything evil that they had intended from you, anything that they stole from you gets returned back to you because you being authentically you. See, if you're not being you, that means somebody else can imitate you. That means, again, they can try to act like everything that's happening to them was for them, not you. They're going to try to act like you that's imitated when you're the authentic one that they learning from. See, when you not being you, again, your energy's up for grab, and other people gonna try to grab it. But then that's what's up in the air too, certain karma and consequences that those people did and tried to leave you stuck with. I want you to realize that God's currently repossessing certain things. Because, again, they was building off your energy. And the more that you got in tune with you and paid attention to these people's patterns and how they was treating you, certain karma started to happen to them. Everything that they were slowly and stealing from you over the years is being returned back to you. That's why certain things are starting to change within. Your gifts is getting great. Your gifts is getting stronger. You are pursuing your purpose, right? You understand confidently. You pursuing certain partners where at first you was giving up on love. Now you accepting it in. Now you stepping out. Now you making true divine friends. See, you had to find yourself before you could find your partner. But again, you had to find the false before you can find the truth, because God doesn't want you to, again, put that person through what other people put you through. You understand me? So, again, you're going to meet the false person before you was aligned with your true divine partner, so that you are able to know exactly who it is that you're running into. So you would then already experience certain karmic cycles and release them from you, because y'all got a job to do. A lot of your true divine partners, y'all going to bring spiritual babies through. Ancestors is coming based upon the fact that you two connected. Certain, again, ancestors are reuniting and it's taking over. You understand me? So I want you to realize you got a purpose. You got a path. You got in the play. Don't allow these people to try to persuade you to, again, be stuck with certain things that they had intended for you. If you're not being you, that means that they can try to imitate you and confuse people that you connected to. But again, God always provides that clarity. But let's talk, right, about these repossessions. See, these individuals that have been targeting you for many seasons. These are friends that have been targeting you for several years. People that have been trying to play in your face. They've been trying to act like they was here for you whole time. It was them sending certain things towards you for you to go through. See, they try to act like they quick to help, that they there, the ones that, again, are that shoulder to lean on, but really they were the reason why you leaning in the first place. See, I want you to realize something. These individuals, family, friends, again, partners, certain positions that you was in, people have been plotting on you for several years. They've been doing things to you for several years. So they've been invested. They've been paying practitioners on you for 5 years. There's certain family members that, again, been speaking down about you, trying to instill certain fears. See, I want you to realize that this was an investment that they had. They invested to work against you. They truly wanted you to last. See, these people wanted to take away your looks, wanted to take away your gifts, wanted to take away the way you connected to God, the way that certain experiences happened. See, I want you to realize something. These individuals was investing in a long time. Again, certain friends was really foes. Certain people try to befriend you to betray you, but now it's starting to show, see? You starting to go back down memory lane because they try to connect certain things to you. See, they try to have you, again, think about certain things that you two went through to have you return back to them because your ancestors won't let them reach out to you, see? They didn't try to call you. That call didn't drop. They didn't try to ride past your house and they tires pop. See, they didn't try to reach out, but you no longer available. They've been trying. That's why now what they try to do is manifest you back in. They try to send certain songs your way to trigger memories of them. They try to, again, make you feel bad about the fact that you walked away from them. See, it's an illusion, but you catching on. You realizing this is something that they've been doing the whole time. Starting to realize, again, they wasn't truly divine. These individuals was not operating from anything like these individuals. If you paid attention to certain things that they may have said to you, you took it in a different way, but now you replaying it in your head and realize what they truly was telling you. See, they was telling on themselves the whole time. They were. But you was coming up with an illusion for them. You was trying to help them. You tried to see them for who they were supposed to be and not who they chose to be, see? Chosen one. You got to pay attention to people's patterns. But again, these individuals been invested in you. So that's something like a car that you got payments for. You sat there and did a loan for it. So now you got 5+ years connected to it. These individuals been putting payments in a sense on that vehicle, which is you. So that means they've been energetically attacking you, paying certain practitioners to try to play in your energy. They've been trying to get you to give up on you because, again, what they send to you can't affect you unless you welcome it into you. So they try to get you to accept the low-level things, right? They've been, again, putting payment on your vehicle. That's them trying to sacrifice you. That's them trying to, again, put money on your head, try to have people attack you energetically, physically, so on and so forth, right? See, I want you to realize that they did deals with the devil. So as long as they was able to come back to you, gather some energy from you, and go back and feed that demon, I want you to realize as long as they was able to do that, that's equivalent to them making certain car payments to the devil, right? They was making certain payments. They was connected to you. They had sex with you, or they got connected to you emotionally. And then, again, they popped in and popped out when it was convenient for them. And when they left, they went to go feed those demons. And then until they needed to recharge, then they'll come back in. See, for a while, you allow that to happen. See, these individuals try to play the facade, I'm working on me. Whole time they was working on you. And when I say working on you, they was paying certain people to put work on you too. So I want you to realize something. They was out here making payments in a sense. Send them back. They was able to make a payment that month. Every time you did this for them, invested in their careers, or you spoke life into them, or you allowed them near, they was able to make a payment, right? See, I want you to realize when you finally pull that plug and you stop allowing them to come back to you, when you finally found your worth and realized what these people intended to do to you, that they was trying to use you to sacrifice, to get certain successes for them and certain people, when you realize that and stop allowing them to get close to you, when you stop going back memory lane and trying to get back close and reunite with these people, they no longer had that payment. They no longer could pay the devil. They no longer had that energy to provide certain things to try to move up different levels. See, when you took that energy back, you took that finance back too, because I always tell y'all, money, that paper shit don't matter. That money and wealth is within you. Why you think they try to get you to sacrifice your soul so often? Why you think they try to promote certain dark things for you to do? It's because these individuals, they get paid upon the fact that they are able to mentally manipulate you. Why do you think when you go to certain concerts or certain people, all of a sudden major bad events happen there? It's because they had certain deals with the devil, so they going to sacrifice all those souls that's nasty. Every time you see certain events happen where murders and this was happening at those concerts, it's because that musician, that rapper, that singer, so on and so forth, had some souls they had to take. Pay everything that they worked, quote unquote, so hard to get snatched back. See, I want you to realize when you take your energy and start realizing that these people's intentions are for to get you to laugh. They had you shaking your ass all out in the camera, selling yourself short, trying to have you do OnlyFans, have you being sexual like that shit's a sport, have you out here giving up certain goals for goals that you already have within you. See, they try to get you to make you feel like you free by getting you to do certain fuckery that they want you to do, see? Why you think that for women they always say, oh, you're so liberated when you show off your body. Show off this. Go shake your ass. Show this. Oh, you feel so liberated. They can't tell you what to do with your body. Whole time you're not realizing that they mentally manipulating you. Because what are those false-ass or foul-ass men, those narcissists truly want you to do? They want you to shake your ass. They want you to show certain things. They want you to be certain devious and give up certain things that you have within you. They want you to give up how people having certain boundaries or people to treat you. See, that shit ain't liberating because you can show it off. Liberating is know that you got it, and nobody knows that you got it unless you allow them to know that, unless you allow them to see that, unless you plan to show that. See, you're not realizing that Your worth goes up when everybody can act. See, when you rare, that means not everybody else has seen something like that. See, they trying to make you feel like you so free by showing certain things off, but that's a facade. They getting you to do what they wanted you to do the whole time. See, you're going to have to see through it. It's a setup. Show your strength by covering yourself up and see how you can still have people try to come in and get to know you, even if they just see your eyes. See, they want you to realize, God wants you to realize that you rare, that you truly are the prize. But again, let's talk. These individuals been stealing energy from you, building certain things up based upon the fact that you are not pursuing them. Certain people that, again, that's not even their line of work. Their passion's not there. They only put in those positions based upon the fact that you was a no-show. Your ass wasn't there. See, you're going to realize that when you start being authentically you, certain people start to go down because they was building off of you. All of the energy gets returned back to you. Now they're going to have to build on what they got for themselves. And if they were so busy trying to be somebody else, that means that they in lack, that they ain't got it because they don't even know them. So they're going to have to start from scratch. But that's only if God gives them an opportunity. But again, everything that they built off you is getting repossessed. They can't pay for that no more. They can't stare again. They want to get close to you, want you to physically touch them. Some of them want you to rub on their skin. Why? Because when you touch them, you a healer. And you something like that pill. See, you don't need all these extra drugs that everybody else do, because you have to realize that the drug is within you. See, just like you don't need no prescriptions, you are the prescription. Because what that means is, what does a pill truly do? When you take a pill, they say that pill goes through and goes directly to that place that's hurting you. So chosen ones, you that prescription to these individuals, and they don't even got to pop a pill. All they got to do is be in your presence. And they're going to start to feel. They're going to start to feel you healing them. Certain spots that they was hurting because you see through for them. You see what they was missing and lacking on a soul level, and you help try to provide that to them. But again, some of these individuals don't want to be saved. They want to stay doped up. They want to stay dumb. These individuals, again, don't want divine intervention. These individuals truly want to keep running, but that time is up. They're going to have to pay. So again, if they chose their side, that side is the side that they're going to have to stay. You, on the other hand, you get rewarded. Because again, how do they say the first will be last and the last will be first? See, God wanted to see what you was going to do when you felt like you had nothing. Times that you was scraping up a meal, you still was eating with your family. Certain times that you didn't get certain gifts, you still was happy to see other people unwrapping gifts in front of you. Certain times that, again, everybody ate except for you, you were still happy because the fact that you was able to make it happen for other people. When you seen everybody else celebrating and you ain't scrunch up your face and ask why it wasn't happening to you, you knew that it wasn't happening yet. You were celebrating them, knowing that when it's your time, they're going to celebrate you too. If that's really your divine currency, you will have to realize God wanted to see what you was going to do when you felt like you had nothing. You talking about, I'll be so happy when I can take certain trips with my family. Okay, you can't take those vacations, but you can do some free shit with your family now. God wants to see what you're going to do when you feel like you have nothing. Are you going to see that you truly have something? Are you going to realize that, chosen one? That's it. And as soon as you find your happiness and don't put it into material things, when you realize the wealth within you and you don't need certain shiny things, when you align with your purpose and sticking with it before you see that profit come through, that's how God's going to see that you earned everything that he's about to present to you. You earned it, chosen one. You went all those seasons without having. You was by yourself. You see everybody else celebrating, dancing. They didn't invite you. Certain people taking trips, certain places that you didn't make it through to. But I want you to realize that was God protecting you. See, had you went with those people, had your name got called when they was getting called up, you would have been getting called up for some karma and consequences too. You would have been called up for some things that didn't apply to you. So therefore, you had to sit it out. And you set out that karma, you set out that cycle, you set out that chaos, you set out those demons, you set out those deceit and ways, you set it out out. Now you don't get the diseases that those people got. Y'all are not the same. I'm trying to tell you. You was patient with your process. You stuck with it no matter if money was coming through. That's how you know that it's your purpose and that's what you're supposed to do. These are things that you would be naturally doing because it's a calling to you. So don't turn your passion into a chore. Don't allow these people to make you feel like because that prophet's not here yet, that it's not coming. It's your test. God wants to see. You're going to continue to sing and post the videos no matter if you're getting likes or not. Are you going to continue to promote your music? Are you going to continue to align with God? Are you going to continue to move forward no matter what people join forces to try to stop you? Because you know that God is owner over all of this. So therefore, he ain't going to let nothing affect you. See, you got to realize, chosen one, how golden you are. Literally nothing can stop you. The only thing that can harm you is the things that you allow to have access to you. So the people that you sexually are connected to, and you can think that, oh, well, see, let's talk. Y'all might get a little mad, but I don't care. I'm not here to make you feel cool with doing devious shit. I want you to realize something, chosen one. You got to sit there and know your worth. People sit there and joke all the time. They don't want to be celibate or nothing like that. That celibacy will save you. You got to realize that back in the day when they tell you, oh, you have to say how many people you had sex with and multiply times 3 or 2, it's because you have to realize how those energies work and how those energies move. See, you can say that you're not sleeping around, but if that person you're sleeping with is sleeping around, those demons are sleeping with you too. I want you to realize again, you have to realize that it's not just based upon you, but people you connected to. You can have the doors locked and say no strangers allowed, but if you connected to somebody else that still has access to your house, they can let somebody in. And those people have access to you too. So I want you to be cautious of the people that you connected with, which brings me to this next thing. See, you got to be cautiously involved with that. She was like, oh, you like them, right? What if I told you those climaxes wasn't really climaxes because they was doing what they was doing? What if that was the devil celebrating the fact that they could get through to you? What if that climax again, because you see how energy transfers. You know how you in the room, somebody feels a certain type of way, you start to feel it too. You know how somebody's happy, you happy, they hurting, you hurting too. That energy transforms. So how you know when you feel like you're getting that climax based upon how that person performs, that's not the devil celebrating the fact that they had access to you. The fact that you allow that devil to then connect to you sexually. So now that celebration that's happening is based upon the fact that those sexually transmitted demons was able to get to you. You understand me? So now what happened? Now this is how you can tell when that happened. Because when you learn your lessons, separate from that person, or if you choose to finally free yourself, but something pulls you back and you pursue that person again, that's just not going to be the same. And you're going to be like, what the, like, why I even was dealing with you? That's because that was that devil that had a hold of you. You got to be cautious of certain things that you're watching, certain flicks, certain pics, certain people who sold their souls sexually for profit. You got to realize those demons can jump into you. Because, again, you know what you're watching, so therefore you're giving it permission to have access to you. People joke around about that celibacy, but I'm trying to tell you, that celibacy will save you, especially if you're trying to purge yourself from certain people that you was connected to. These people got demons that you ain't know about. Why you think when they drinking real heavy, you like, damn, what you trying to run from? They feeding those demons. Why you think certain people, again, emotionally unstable? Feelings is what gets you stronger to God. Feelings, the ability to feel, is your intuition, your discernment. Emotional, and emotions means that it's all over the place, which means, again, that's the devil or demons popping in and popping out. Get control of it. That don't mean that you can't smoke, you can't drink, But you don't do that shit as long as you have demons connected to you, because those demons are going are the reason why people have addiction. So let's talk. People would say, what's the difference between somebody who does this because they went through or somebody who has demons telling them through? See, the demons have no limit. The demons, again, are always hungry. They almost like that, how they say that little worm, where you eat, and you're always hungry because, again, they're never fully full. The demons are these people that have to drink. Their livers is flat. The doctor's telling them to stop, but they can't. Certain people, again, that deal with the devil, manipulating minds with magic, that's why they losing their mind too. Because no matter what happens to them and them sin, karma comes from the fact that they are sending it to you. They are so drawn into doing it because that's what the demons then took over their vessel. When you do deals with the devil, that means that you are saying you no longer have control over your body, that they can pop in and pop out as they please. Which means, again, that's why when you look at somebody that certain chaotic things keep happening around them, those people that are always posting about this person died, and it's like, how do you channel News 5 every time? Those are the people that you watch. Because those are the people that, again, did deals with the devil, and they, whoever they surrounded with, got to come up with that payment. Or certain things get repossessed. So, again, people will try know that they did deals with the devil, know that the devil, again, tries to steal souls. And if they can't get other individuals that are golden to choose to give up their life to do what they want them to do, everybody around them get they soul snatched too, but they not realizing that they're going to lose because God sees anybody that they connected to. So therefore, God's supposed to take out not only them, but anybody around them. So they try to take away your love. They try to have people look at you chaotically. They try to have you replay certain things that happened to you. They try to stop your finances. They try to do a lot of things for you whole time. When you step in your power, that means you, again, are co-creating with the divine. That means, again, if you step into your power being authentically you, you get to step back into that protection that God has surrounded by you. So anybody who sticks their mouth to try you is going to go through trials after trials. Simply. You understand me? So, again, don't allow these people to finesse you and giving up on your dreams, because they want you to stop doing it so that they can do it and act like it's something that they're supposed to do. These individuals, again, are going to try to get you to go to drugs, go to sex, go to devious things, because the farther away you get away from your life, the farther away you get away from that. And that means anything that they do to you, they don't have to be held accountable. They try to get you far away from the light. See, when you in your divine path, again, that don't mean that you out here try to live like a preacher, a pastor. I'm not saying that's for you. See, I'm a prophetess. That means I'm not specifically for a certain religion, so I'm not going to do everything that the pastor does. They came to represent. They chose Christianity. That means that they play that play. They play how they portray that. I'm spiritual. That means I'm supposed to be connected to every religion. You understand me? Because, again, I know that my God may be your Allah, may be your God. We're talking about the same source, but it's a different name. Just like you may call so-and-so this, but so-and-so, other people may know him as that. Just because they use a nickname don't mean it's the same, not the same person. So that's why I don't get caught up in this, oh, my God, my Allah, they, oh, your God, so-and-so. No. You know who I'm talking about when I say the higher power that protects me, that created me, that encourages me to do good. You know who I'm talking about, right? Okay, what you call them? Oh, all right, well, around my way, we call them this. You understand me? So, again, don't get caught up in that religion against religion. No, you're supposed to have your connection with God no matter who you around or what you into. You understand me? Because, again, when you couldn't make it into those masters of places, when you couldn't make it into certain churches, so on and so forth, was you still connected to God? Was you still be able to pray? You was, right? So okay then. You have to realize God is everywhere that you are. God is within you. You don't have to go to a specific perfect place in order for God to have access to you. All you have to do is say the word. That's it. Know your worth. Know what you deserve and don't tolerate anything under that. You heard me. You got to know your worth. I'm trying to tell you, it's impossible now for you to limit yourself. When you chose to walk in that divine path, when you chose that you are no longer going to be stuck to those cycles, when you walked away from those people that had bad intentions for you, you chose it. So guess what? Keep going, because you're about to see certain things show up for you. I'm trying to tell you, internally as well as externally, you starting to glow. People notice it too. You was the last to know. That's why people was targeting you. You seen darkness around you again. You thought that darkness was because of you. Whole time you was too busy being the light. You was illuminating the darkness, and you started to see what was around you. That was the difference. You heard me. So again, God wanted to see, was you going to stand in your purpose when that prophet wasn't going to come? He wanted to see, was you going to still love these people no matter what they was financially able to do for you? Was you able to see through to their work and see who was true to your people? God wanted to see. That's it. You heard me. That's it. Don't allow them to have access to you. Change the number. Block them on their email. Block them on files. Block them on. You understand? No. Anytime you click on their page, anytime you, again, send them a text message, they get a piece of your energy again. So now you're trying to restart that cycle that you just purged yourself from. You just said 7 days without talking to them. Now you about to call them back in. Whole time they just trying to call you in so that they can try to attack you again. This a last chance. No. Block their asses. They try to come forward to you. Oh, let me see you in person. Nah. Nope. They talking about, I just want to send me a picture. I just want to see you. Nah. Hey, the ego want to be, try to send them a picture to let them know that you shitting on them. But that's not the divine being in you. See, the divine being knows that they just want to see you. They just want to use that picture to try to play in your energy again. They want to use that picture to try to show you off to certain karmic friends. They want to use that to try to pull you back in. So therefore, know the plot. I just want to see you in person. It's not happening. Block their ass. If you got to change the number, that's something that you have to do. Don't tell me I can't change my number because this number is connected to my kid's school. This is to this profile. Then change that shit. You heard me. Sometimes you got to do a little bit work. You see, chosen ones, you got to do a little bit more work. Make sure that you are on a solid foundation. So don't start to try to take the quick way out like those people did. Don't sit there and try to, again, say that's too much work from you for you to disconnect from them. If you got news out, move your ass out. I don't care if you starting in a one-bedroom with 5 children. It doesn't matter. That's your shit. You understand me? I don't care if, again, you got to give up this in order to get that. If you got to give up profit to get your peace, God's going to provide for you. Don't allow these people to persuade you to stay in that stagnant cycle, that stagnant relationship. You out here feeling like, again, because you in a two-parent house, that's beneficial to your kids. It's not. I want you to realize that. So, again, make sure that you are focused on the right things, doing what God tells you to do, but know the last step of the process is walking in your purpose before that prophet comes. Can I tell you? As soon as you decide, this is what I'm going to do, this is what God told me to do, I'm separating from those people that try to tell me what I could and could not do, those people that try to limit me, those people that try to have a hand on, those people that try to jump on a movement once they seen a movement. Oh, nah, take your ass off and leave them. Ain't no jumping ship after they try to sink yours and seen that your ship was still sailing out. Now they want to try to jump on your ship because they ship starting to sink. It's a no. You understand me? It's to know you're not blocking your blessings for these people who's just going to betray you again. They trying to get their final, opportunity to try you. They trying to get their final opportunity to, again, do certain things to you. They trying to get their final opportunity to sexually connect with you, have a baby with you, trying to ask you to marry them. They knew that they wanted to marry you from the beginning. That's what they would have did from jump. Ain't no such thing as the right one. Wrong with you. Ain't no such thing as the right one at the wrong time, because the right one would have seen that she was right for them and stepped up immediately. The right one would have knew and seen the greatness in you when they looked eyes at you. If they didn't identify that or be able to identify that within you, that means that they're not for you, because God didn't give them that vision towards you. You understand me? God will keep you hidden to the wrong one. You out here keep trying to be seen. That's not, God's trying to keep you from certain people. Hidden. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow too. I'm going to go live tomorrow. I'm going to tell you, we got story time tomorrow. I'm going to tell you why you were sitting and how you were sitting. You understand me? Because certain things is about to be seen to you. So we're going to talk about that. But listen, I got to get up off of here, y'all. Know I'm going to upload this live later on my YouTube. Please remember, click the link of my bio. I only got one YouTube, one Instagram, and one TikTok, all right? So make sure you click in the right link in the bio. Right? We always hear 1 minute they thinking about shutting down TikTok, the next minute they not. So make sure that you following my other profiles, just so you understand, my other pages or social media, so that we stay connected. But again, please remember, I'll never reach out to you for a reading. You can only book your reading through the link in my bio, but you have to be ready to receive the message that God tells me to tell you. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm going to tell you about what you do, what your people do for you, what they have intended towards you, so on and so forth, all right? Also, I want you to, again, pay attention to your energy and don't allow certain people to project that shit upon you. You already made it through. The test is already done. You already just waiting for those blessings to come through. But God can't give you what he got for you until he removes these people. I'm trying to tell you, be patient. I love y'all so much. I'm going to upload a live a little later on my YouTube, all right? Until then, y'all continue to be great. Thank you for y'all's love, likes, subscribes, y'all's shares, y'all's donations, y'all's all that. You hear me? I love you. Continue to be great.
All right. She's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I hope you guys enjoyed that, you know. However, it applies, you know, to you and your situation. Through all of that, guys, this, again, is enhancing your awareness collectively. You know what I mean? So the compile videos, intentions for, just for this whole podcast, guys, is you having the awareness of the energy vampires, you know, that siphon energy intentionally, you know what I mean? Most of it is intentionally, but a lot of it sometimes could be unconscious as well. You know, there are, I feel that there may be innocent people that really don't understand how this energy shit works, but they still play a certain particular role and they still have some type of internal gain, you know, that they get from sucking, you know, someone who has a bright light, if you will. You know, so just to be aware, guys, to be in the know, and to be aware is to be elevated. Let me say that. Elevated, okay? So, again, the links are going to be in the show notes for you guys to do your own research. Hi, Advocate, are you doing your own research? But, you know, in the meantime, guys, remember to always vibrate higher, practice alchemy in your own lives, and most of all, stand your own ground. You do not have to tolerate. You do not have to be in the company of. You know, just because you know people or you've known people your whole life, you do not, if it don't feel right in your soul, immediately nip it in the bud. Something is off. We don't know what people have going on behind the curtain. You know, the behind the curtain seems to be pretty popular for what a lot of people have been getting away with. Yet, everything you let in the open, you know what I mean? So the time is now, and the time is here, you know, levels, you know, appalled at a lot of the things that still go on. You know, some people don't even care, I guess, so immersed, you know, engulfed. We don't even want to balance. So what I'm doing is I'm finding my video to close out with, guys. So within, therefore without. All right? All right, guys. Till next time. Peace.
Brother and sister of the Celestial Angels, Brother Wisdom, what's going on? You're the master of your reality. All right? You alone are the master of your reality. Now, here's the key point. Your reality should be nature. All right? Your reality should be nature. Your reality should be cosmos, sun, the moon, planets, wind, water. This is what your reality should be. All right? I'm not telling you how to control your reality, but you must look within yourself and see that everything that is within you is nature. Look at our organs. Our organs, as original beings, our organs are made of different planetary elements. You know, uranium, plutonium, Neptunian, mercury, Venetian. I mean, we are literally nature in the physical. So our reality should be nature. This is why we carry the crystals around our necks. You know, I even carry my neodymium magnets. Because this is a part of reality. That's part of nature. You must understand that we have an enemy who works against us. All right? And this enemy desires to control the inside of us. So what do? They use outside occurrences to try to overhaul or to overwhelm inside the energy within us. This is how they operate. They want to control what is on the inside of us, so they do things on the outside. In order for us to control the outside, we must go into what is within us. We must go into that power, that force, that energy, that natural order of power that is within us, and this is how we control everything on the outside of us. Without us going into ourselves, we will still be controlled by outside occurrences, which is why these factions want to control the very outer portion of our internal, eternal lives. They want to control the inside of us so that they can continue to control what's on the outside. And the whole key point, brothers and sisters, is to take ourselves to that whole point of inner peace. You know, you got to understand that peace within you brings forth that rage and fury what's on the outside of you. Therefore, you control the end that is what was in you in order for that on the outside of you to be under the subjection of your power and your power only. We cannot continue to allow ourselves to be controlled by outside forces, and they're not even forces, outside entities. We cannot allow ourselves to continue to be controlled by outside entities. We are very powerful organisms who contain extremely powerful cosmic energies, galactic powers, universal order of everything that deals with absolute power. This is who we are. And we have to control that which is on the inside of us in order for everything on the outside of us to be controlled. So when we see these factions spray the sky or whatever, just know that they're trying to control what's inside of us. They want to spray stuff, and they want to want us to breathe the stuff in order to try to control us, and they cannot take control of our bodies. We will not allow them to take control of our bodies. It's just like that one scene on one of the Superman movies when they had all that poisonous gas and everybody was dying, and Superman walked right into that cloud of gas. Why? Because the vibrations and frequencies were so high that it caused the gas that would go inside of him to dissipate, to break down to nothing. So the whole key point, brothers and sisters, is that we must control that which is within us. That's why we talk about your frequencies and vibrations, the energies within you, the powers within you, everything that is about you. You must control that which is in you in order to gain control of that which is on the outside of you. Now take note, the more you gain control within you, the more gateways around us begin opening. Just like that movie that came out that was out years ago, Battle Los Angeles. You know, those ships that came down, they came, how did they come out? They came through gateways. And this is what they need, sex and fear. They fear us going into ourselves because they know when we go into ourselves, gateways on the outside of us open up. And therefore, they have no idea what comes through those gateways. They don't know what is going to come through those gateways. They don't know the force. They don't know the beast. They don't know the fury. They don't know the rage that's coming through those gateways. Therefore, you are nature in the physical. Therefore, the gateways that open up within you are also the gateways that open up on the outside of you. Therefore, what is above is also below. Therefore, what is within is also on the outside. This is the key point. Controlling your mind, controlling your frequencies, controlling your vibrations. You taking control of the frequencies that your mind produces and not allowing anyone else to control the frequencies or to mandate what frequency you produce in your mind. You understand that, brothers and sisters? You are the master controllers of your own self. There's no football, basketball, baseball, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, all this stuff that they put out here is designed to outside entities, outside occurrences designed to control what is within you. And this powerful energy that's within you is designed to work directly with nature and the cosmos. Because we are under the natural order of true power. And this is where we're from. This is who we are. We are nature in the most powerful part of the physical realm. So it is important that we understand that we must control everything that is within us. And once you understand that you control that was within you, that is within you, then controls that on the outside of you. Don't get mad at these factions. Don't get mad. Just know that they are virus. A virus has no feeling. A virus has no emotion. A virus does just what a virus does. And how do you destroy a virus? If it's not by frequencies and vibrations, extremely high frequencies and vibrations, because the virus is going to fight. The virus is going to go in a state of survival, which the virus is doing that now. But you, as the original beings, you must continue to flow on the inside of you. This is why we talk about building and creating and designing. And, you know, you're causing your frequencies to fluctuate and to vibrate on higher levels. You understand that, you know, when you vibrate, you're just not vibrating alone. Your vibrations reach all the way up into the cosmos, however many miles that is up. And your vibrations reach all the way down into the core. Past the core goes, it's like you're going straight through the entire planet. Your vibrations, this is how powerful your vibrations are. So you're going north, south, east, west. Your vibrations go far abroad and go way up and down. So just imagine all of us in that state of being. What kind of realm would we be walking on? So we have to stop allowing these outside entities to control what's on the inside of us. We steadily treat, you know, I was at the point where I was steadily trying to, well, how can I figure this? And I got to figure out how to make something to do this. And then I realized, you know, it took upon me. That's when I started telling everybody else, we are the machine. but yet still we did create machines. But in the first foremost of everything, we are the machine. So therefore, when we go within and we focus on ourselves and we start building and creating and designing and not focusing on what these idiots are doing, we're going within ourselves. We're controlling the frequencies and vibrations. We're controlling everything. At the same time, we're dealing with their system. And as we deal with their system and go deeper within ourselves, we find their system begin to disappear because we're going so deep within ourselves that the vibrations of our bodies are literally causing these systems to crumble and fall right before our eyes. So it's important that we, as the original beings, learn how to vibrate on a higher level, which means that go within yourself. You raise your frequencies, you raise your vibrations, you control the frequencies of your mind. No one will be able to tell you this or tell you that or do this or do that, because your energies and your vibrations will be so high that you'll be able to control everything on the outside of you as well as on the inside of you. You take full control because you are the master. You are the master carpenter. You're the master builder. You're the master editor. You're the master chemist. You're the master scientist. You're the master dancer, the master musician. This is who you are. You're that powerful energy. 7 minutes ago. You're that powerful energy. So you cannot allow anyone, no entity, no organism, nothing to control what's inside of you. You're the master controller. Take control of everything within you. And when you begin to take control of everything within you, everything on the outside of you, you see how it starts to disappear and become less attentive. It becomes less destructive. Become less powerful within that thing that was created. And therefore, you begin to control everything. All right? For those of you who are awakened, this is an awakening moment. And when you understand that you control everything, everything that is within you controls everything on the outside of you, you will see the true power that you truly have as the beings of nature. Going into the astral realm, doing all kind of wonderful, powerful things in the spirit realm. You're building these physical structures that put out extremely powerful physical energies. Extremely powerful spiritual energies as well. So the key point is to take yourself into that next level of delegated power. And you rule over the frequencies of your own mind, of your own body. And therefore, when you take control of you, you take control of everything on this realm. Because there is nothing on this realm that is not within you. You are the natural order. You are the atoms of this planet. You're the atoms of this realm. You control everything when you go within yourself and bring yourself into the reality that I am nature. Number one, I am nature. I am not African American. I am not black. I am not black American. I'm not a Negro. I'm not a nigger. I am nature. That's the key point. When you understand that you are nature, you take full throttle in everything. You focusing in on yourself, in your meditation, in your Tai Chi, your Chi exercise, your building and creating, your everything, everything that you do. When you say, I am nature, everything that you do counts. That's the whole key point. Understanding that there are no barriers. So don't worry about what these factors do. Focus on yourself. And the more you focus on yourself, the more you count them out, you'll understand. If you understand that every war that was on this realm was a war against the indigenous beings of this realm or war to fight against what they call extraterrestrials, you'll understand that it was all designed and their focal point was to control everything that's within us in order to go and gain control of everything on the outside of us. So when they caused us to fall within ourselves, everything on the outside of us fell as well. But when we begin to raise ourselves on the inside, everything on the outside that deals with nature, deals with the planet, deals with the galaxy, the cosmos, see our galactic sun literally responding. We're right now in the star system convergence right now, where all the star systems are linked in together, and you can feel that powerful energy, brothers and sisters. Everything is moving in the fashion of nature, and we must learn how to control that which is within us in order to have complete power over that which is on the outside of us, because that was on the outside of us is the same thing that's on the inside of us. I'm being redundant. So you all can understand the power that we have. All right? Don't let nobody control your outside. Don't let nobody control your destiny. Don't let nobody control your fate. Don't let nobody control your future. And let them know, you didn't even have control of my past. Because I am the master of everything. When you realize that you're the master, you have no opposition. And those who want to be your opposition, they become their own oppositions, and they begin to fight against each other because they will blame each other for their own downfall, knowing that they can't fight you because you're too powerful for them to fight. You gain control on the inside of you. You take control and power of everything on the outside of you. All right, let's get busy, brothers and sisters. Remember, build, create, meditate, do your chi exercise, do your tai chi, focus on your inside, do your chants, listen to the frequencies, all right? Focus. Link them to your demonic forces. Link it to your angelic forces. Go deeper into the cosmos. Go deeper within yourself. The exercise we did, you know, it showed you how to take your spirit inside your soul. Do that. Continue to practice that. Continue to move in the power of nature and the order of the cosmos. And therefore, the further you go deeper within yourself, the more powerful you become on the outside, and then you take power over everything on the outside. Fuck these factions and what they're doing. Focus on yourself, and you will see the power all around you emanating. The few of us who are actually awakened, because I see on the average probably about, 1,000 views, which means that may be, that's probably 1,000 brothers and sisters who are awakened, who are actually watching us and getting this information. You know, I'm not none of these popular people on YouTube. I want to lead you in the right direction. I'm going to show you the way to power. And that means the few of you who are doing this, you're actually beginning to change everything on this realm and within this planet. You can be far away, but so close. You can be so close and far away at the same time. This is how it works. All right? All power to the Moshi Chakra. Celestial angelic beings. May chaos ring with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change, my brothers and sisters. Chaos is going within. Much power to you all. Thank you.
that brought you into this motherfucker in the first place. And when I say motherfucker, I do mean motherfucker. Because Mother Earth is dying, and we continue to fuck her to death. Play with your own squishy. Become the master of your own bation. And yes, God is watching you. But no need to be embarrassed. For the future is in your hands. No, the future is in your hands. Play with your own squishy.
Every boy and girl want that man. When you feel you've done about the best you can. Mother fuck the wagon, come join the band. Motherfuck the wagon, come join the band.